Chapter 3. Brick City. My exhausting 12-hour shift at Beth was just a minute from ending one day in 2003 when I found myself in the center of a tragic reproductive mystery. The previous night had been a breeze, a few runny noses, a dog bite, and a couple of pediatric ear infections. As I glanced up at the clock one final time, the doors to my left swung open, and my replacement, Dr. Jones, strolled in, looking fresh and ready to take control. All I had left to do was sign out my two remaining patients, one of whom had an upset stomach that I was hydrating with saline, and the other a heart patient with chest pains that we were monitoring closely. In emergency medicine, the sooner you master the overnight shift, the better. But no matter how many times I worked it, I just never got used to staying up all night. This day was no exception. My brain had reached overdrive, and my red, bleary eyes gave away my exhaustion. I was just about to bid my colleagues goodbye when I heard a commotion brewing to my right. Looking past the tight circle of nurses, technicians, and residents, I managed to make out a woman slouched in a wheelchair being rushed into the department. Her head was flung backward, and her arms hung limply at her sides. She looked pregnant and appeared to be unconscious. Instincts and adrenaline kicked in. Only a few feet separated me from Dr. Jones, who was moving toward us. But in matters of life and death, seconds are crucial. I was closer, so I sped to the patient's side. She appeared to be in her early to mid-30s and about 30 to 35 weeks pregnant. As the staff lifted her from the wheelchair onto a stretcher in the resuscitation room, I started my rapid-fire battery of questions.
"What happened?"
I yelled in the frenzy. My colleagues chimed in what they'd been able to piece together quickly when they ran to the door after hearing her husband's frantic pounding on the emergency room window. She'd suddenly started having trouble breathing at home, and as her husband was rushing her to the hospital, she lost consciousness. An emergency room respiratory technician delivered oxygen through a bag valve mask, a life-saving device used to push air into the lungs.